This is once again the original EG3 podcast. We are back after a little bit of a hiatus from Chicago. Eddie Greer III coming to you on this Monday night, October 21st, 2024. The EG3 podcast, all about what's going on in the world of running, sometimes diving into sports, and whatever important comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome in, folks. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your week to listen to EG3. That is me, Eddie Greer III, here on this Monday night. Yes, like, subscribe, you know the drill here on this podcast. But if you've been following me for a while, or since the beginning of 2024, when I reconstructed this podcast back to its normal form, with the exception of adding in the running part, thank you so much for hanging with me all year long. Well, this is going to be a little crossover edition, and I probably should end up doing part two. I have to think about that. I got the rest of the week to figure that out. But I'm going to crossing over the Kansas City Garmin races, as well as doing a little bit of what happened in the winning city of Chicago. Chicago Marathon, the 46th running of the Chicago Marathon, is in the books. I'll get to that in the second half of this podcast. But I want to get into real quick. I want to start off, as much as I want to talk about myself, I don't really want to do that, but I want to talk about other runners that took part in the Kansas City Garmin Marathon races, whether that was a 5K, 10K, half marathon. I should have just ran a half. I probably would have ran slow, but I should have just jumped in a half, because you kind of miss out on these things. But that's okay, because I was part of the people, one of the many people that are cheering on other runners, and I'll get to that in a second. And of course, the marathon, which I did see the time. Congratulations to all that participated in those races this past weekend. It was, again, so much fun to be a part of the cheer squad. If I go back a few months ago, I think I did this for Hospital Hill. And again, shout out to Kansas City Running Club 2.0. Again, being a part of that party scene. Not that kind of party, but party scene, the cheering kind anyways. Rooting on your friends that you put the miles in all year long and seeing them achieve and crush and, of course, cook their goals on this past Saturday as well. But yeah, again, Hospital Hill, did this. Well, this was after the route was over. Hung out at the usual spot where the Kansas City, and for those of you that are new to the podcast, Kansas City Running Club does meet their weekend runs on Saturday morning, 7 a.m. at Axwell, over there at 55th in Brookside. Yes, I'm gonna go plug that in there as well. But yeah, we're over there. After the route was over, we hung out just outside the Axwell place. Of course, they have delicious breakfast as well. I'm going to go ahead and throw that in there too. But hung out for a while to see our good buddies over there, good friends of ours, run the Hospital Hill course. And maybe next year I might do it. That's actually one of the races I have not done yet. Shame on me. But hey, I just relocated here at the beginning of the year. So there's that. So Hospital Hill, and man, it's a hometown race this week, last weekend. The Kansas City Garmin races there. So much fun to move, to run from station to station, to see my folks, see my crew do the damn thing, whether that was half or the full. I know there's 5K and 10K going on as well, where I just mentioned that. But yeah, majority of the crew was doing the half marathon or the marathon. Like I said, I go back to my previous comment. I should have did a half, because the 10 miles. Again, it was on my radar anyways this week. This past weekend, I ended up doing 10 yesterday morning and felt, a week after Chicago, pretty good. Pretty relaxed and good after all that. After running the Chicago Marathon a week prior. So got in a decent amount of miles. It's not the miles that I've been accumulating, but at this point of the year, you know what? You know, let's just have some fun, get some miles in, maybe jump in some races here and there, which I'll get to that in the back end of this podcast. For sure, that's what I've been thinking about. and I might have spoke too soon. I'll get to that here in a second. but yeah, it was so much fun. So definitely shout out. I wish I could shout out everybody on this podcast. Not going to do it. It's going to be a team effort. So wherever you're cheering or apart, or you're on the course doing a damn thing, congratulations all around. I understand Chicago. Damn, that was something else. That was a mind-blowing, unreal experience being a part running that race up there in Chicago, Illinois. But being a part, I think having time to think about it, I think being the introvert that I am, yeah, yes, definitely being part of a local race is more fun. I probably say it's more fun, and you might say, why is that? And it's just this. I mean, I guess it means more to take part. Again, never ran Hospital Hill before. Maybe that's something that might be in the cars next year. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the race schedule holds, because I have, again, like I said in the Facebook post, and some of that might be take one part I might take back, but most of that is I want to dive into some races that I haven't done yet. Maybe Hospital Hill next year. We'll have to see about that. But yeah, definitely thinking about on that post. I said, you know, I might take a step back on in the marathon game. I might have spoken too. Might have spoken a little too soon about that. We'll see. We'll see. I still have 2 weeks to decide what EG3 has up his sleeve. We'll see about that. Like I said. Now, I mean, I'm not really training for anything now. Just hopping in, just letting my body recover, take some little bit more rest time, and just trying to have fun, try to have some fun here. The rest of the way out, the A race is done, over with, and I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, Kansas City Garmin, that was so much fun. I think more fun than cheering. If I say which one's fun, I mean, they were both fun to cheer. I guess this past weekend was, because at the end of it, I was losing my voice a little bit. Maybe that's the possible coach of me doing that. But that was so much fun. And of course, taking part of it with my other Kansas City running friends out there supporting other people trying to do their thing. And absolutely everybody did the damn thing. My, oh my. So there are a lot of first timers as well. It wasn't either half marathon. I know they're first time. Personally, I knew they're out there on the course doing their first marathon. The Kansas City Garmin, making the Kansas City Garmin marathon their first marathon. So, boys and girls, ladies and men and women out there that I know doing their first marathon. This KC, making KC their first marathon experience, they actually hit it out of the park. So congratulations all. And we're going to make this our Kurtz segment here. And it's presented to you by Kurtz Energy Bars. Yes, I became an ambassador for those of you who are fresh and new to this podcast. I became an ambassador over the summer as a Kurtz ambassador. And we took... Our team took part in the Patriots Day races, the relay, which we came in runner-up spot. And, of course, for those that don't know, entry bars are made locally fresh right here in the KC metro area. I should probably say more towards, and I'm probably going to get this wrong anyways, but I'll probably say more towards the Overland Park, Leawood area, made fresh, 8 to 10 flavors. And I tell you what, we are seeing fall, and we are seeing these fall temps. One of those is the pumpkin spice flavor. It is one of my top three favorite flavors, along with blueberry. You can also try chocolate raisin with peanut butter blitz. There's several others as well I'm leaving out as well. So definitely, when you hit that, go to KurtzBars.com right now to try any one of those flavors. And, of course, when you hit the checkout screen, code Fast Eddie. Pretty easy. Fast Eddie, 25% off after every purchase. Whether you are about to run New York City Marathon or getting ready for that Salina half or full coming up next weekend, or getting ready for the Yeti Endurance weekend, that's also next weekend. There's just too many races, good races going down next weekend. Or you just want to give it a try and Try the other flavors as well. KurtzBars.com. Code Fast Eddie every time. This is not a limited time offer. This is every time. Every time. All year long that you can hop on and hop on the Kurtz Bars website, KurtzBars.com right now. Every time you hit the checkout, Fast Eddie's the code, 25% off. Every time you're ready to restock or you want to try Kurtz Energy Bars for the first time. Kurtz, fuel that drives you. All right, so moving on to me. That's what I want to talk about myself. I want to do that. I want to give kudos to my other friends and other runners out there that took place in the hometown race this year, and maybe, who knows, maybe EG3. And before I get to Chicago, like I said, this might be a two-part episode. We'll have to see about that. But again, I ran this marathon, KC to Garmin, 3 years ago when I was living in Manhattan, came up here, and it's probably gonna leave it into Chicago. The time that I had at this course, and I actually ran the newer course. Now, again, I missed the old course because I ran the Kansas City half, Garmin half, the year before, and it had that downhill finish. Ooh, that was one of my favorite finishes of any races. Had that nice downhill climb finish. You can go sprint down that hill, and now you finish uphill, and boy, hold up, y'all. I'm a two-time half KC half finisher. I just now thought about that. that's a random thought. Sorry, that just came in my head. That's just now. So I ran this half twice. So I ran the Yoke course, the half marathon, and I ran the half marathon last fall when Corey McGee and, oh man, I'm going to leave. Courtney Ferrix. Yes, Courtney Ferrix came into town they represented Garmin last, and I have met Corey McGee, an Olympian, 2 years ago. So we've met two straight years. Well, fortunately, because I didn't take part in the races this year because I was in Chicago running the World Major up there in Chicago. But yeah, so Corey McGee, I had the chance to meet the opportunity to meet her 2 years in a row. So that was fun then. That was last fall when they came back in Courtney Ferrix. And I actually have a story behind that. So yeah, last fall, like I said, Chicago is in a couple of minutes. This is the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Gritter III here on this Monday night. We're already in the second half of October 21st, 2024. This will probably come out either late tonight or tomorrow night, which is Tuesday night. So there you go as well. But yeah, so yeah, I had the opportunity to actually run with Courtney Ferrix in the 130 group, half and a half. I'm a 120, a half marathoner, right? So I figured, you know what? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity to run with Ashley. I'll tell you that, man, this is two Olympians I'm talking about. Who I'm talking about here. So Corey McGee, Olympian, and Courtney Ferrix. And Courtney Ferrix is coming off of an ACL injury, if I'm not mistaken, this year as well. But yeah, that was kind of unfortunate. She got hurt at the beginning of the year, injured at the beginning of the year, something like that, which is very sad. But she's on the comeback there as far as the latest that I checked in on, anyways, on the old Insta. Instagram. I don't know what I'm saying, but yeah, it's Courtney Ferrix in the 130 group, right? So this is, again, I'm going back. I know I'm taking back the timesheet a little bit. So Courtney Ferrix, 130 group, hanging back there with her and another pacer and a lot of other runners. So that was awesome. That was awesome experience. The short version, yep, caught up to her about past halfway, feeling good. Started off slow. Like I should have done in a marathon a week ago, but started off really conservative, and then just all of a sudden, you know, found my way moving forward all of a sudden, and then next thing I know, get to Courtney Ferrix. I'm running right next to her. Boom! Right there, hanging out with her a little bit. I think it was mile 7 or 8. I'm not sure. It was definitely the second half of that race that I caught up to Courtney Ferrix, and she was moving at a good pace, and I find myself in a good rhythm. It's like one of those things where you find yourself in a race where your legs feel good, or on a run, random run where like yesterday, you know, you're like, hey, my legs feel good. You know, it's one of those things. And that half last fall, the Kansas City half, had an opportunity to run Courtney Ferrix. Woo! Right there beside her for 3 miles, and then she had to go to the porta potty. Out of nowhere with her, and I think the pacer had to wait with her. So yeah, that morning, I was feeling good. I was feeling good. It's like, yeah, it's time to go. See ya. So which was unfortunate, but once she had to use that porta potty, I was like, you know, I'm in a good rhythm. I'm just gonna keep on chucking, keep on moving, baby. So that was that experience there, and I think I ended up going sub 130, I think 128, 127 somewhere in there. Yeah, again, I'm a 120 half marathon, so that is 7 minutes slow. so that's not no face, but I was like having fun. Hey, I was having fun going out there. You're running with an Olympian. Damn! So yeah, man. Yeah, y'all. That was an awesome experience. I just wanted to share that because that's like, yeah, it's like you ran with an Olympian. I'm like, yep, I did. And boy, if I ran a marathon that day, I ran some of those people down. So that's how I was feeling good. So, but I just wanted to share that. Speaking of feeling good, I wish I had some of that energy for Chicago. Not the race that I, well, first off, more importantly, I did finish, so yours truly is a world marathon finisher. Yes, sir. I wish the time was better, but came in with aspirations of hopefully at least a 2:55. Didn't get that. And shameless enough, the Garmin Marathon I ran the full, not last fall, but the fall before that, was faster than the Chicago Marathon was. But hey, like I said, I'm consistent. I'm a consistent marathoner, 3-hour marathoner. Hey, ain't no shame of that. Yes, I was a little disappointed, like I said in the post. Hey, I'm not gonna sit here and say it's not a roses and Reese's portion of the podcast. But hey, you know, sometimes you don't get it. But hey, hey, gotta hold your head up at some point and look back at accomplishments and say, hey, man, you ran a freaking world major marathon. My goodness gracious. It's like it's crazy. And boy, Chicago, it was bananas. And like I said, this could be a part two coming probably next week, maybe, because we'll see. But overall, it was just a unreal, mind-blowing experience. You're listening to EG3 podcast with yours truly, Eddie Gritterthorn, in the house here on this Monday night here in Kansas City, Missouri, October 21st, 2024. Yeah, I have stories for sure, but I don't think I'm closing in. Already 20 minutes of this podcast already. Wow. But yeah, getting up there, and man, you know, me and my coach have the same things. When it comes to these things, man, look, running a world major was not in the plans when I came back to running. When I got back into running, it's like, look, I'm just like anybody else out here running, try, you know. And when I first started, I was only running not even every day. Now, again, I'm coming off of this marathon, so it's like, let my body, I just got back into it. On Thursday, I took a few days off. And even took a few days off before the marathon. Before the Chicago Marathon, I took 3 days off. And then after the completion, getting to that finish line of Chicago, took 3 more days off before hopping back in to start running a little bit on Thursday. So I'm kind of not training for anything right now. But like I said at the top of this podcast, Stay tuned, folks, because I'm gonna hop in some races, folks. So stay tuned. Our Salina, that's already on the calendar. But like I said, Yeti Weekend, what we did last year, I did both the 5K and the half last year. So that's still in consideration. We'll see. There's just so many good races. I know the Good Life half season next week, and I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit, slightly, but just looking at the slate next year of races, my gosh, and another World Major to cap off 2024. I know a couple of friends are doing that one, the New York City Marathon going down next Sunday. So there's that. But yeah, these World Majors are crazy. And being in the middle of that, 50,000 runners, that's insane. That's insane. And like I said, I could really pick apart some race etiquette. Like people running in the middle of the course, or running in the mile that you're in, or what, or just hopping from side to side. You can't do that. Not with a whole bunch of runners, but I will say this. The crowd was just, my goodness. It was something to be a part of that. Just the whole scene, and you're seeing just lines of, normally I'm like focused, right? Just looking at the runner ahead of me, or just looking at, what's the next mile, right? But just taking the time out, just look around. You got these people out here, even the 5K. I did run the Chicago 5K on Saturday. That too had a lot of people too. Not as much as last Sunday. Woo! Not as much as last Sunday, but this is just the people that come out. Like, holy smokes. And the fact that that's just the atmosphere, and I don't think there was not the lack of, and maybe there was, maybe through 16, mile 16 through, probably say 19, maybe not as many people, but definitely in the beginning of the race, holy cow. And then, of course, you're running behind elites, because you're running that, I ran in the first wave, so there's A, B, C, and it went back to like M and N or something like that. And shout out to my other KC folk that completed the Chicago Marathon as well. I know a whole bunch of people PR'd or finished the marathon or wanted to get that checked off on the rest lay, like myself. So I want to put that out there. Congratulations to my peeps for doing that as well. But, oh, and the Des Moines races went down this weekend as well. Or I should say yesterday as well. And some people, I came across one runner during the cheer squad segment, or the cheer squad day here in KC, a runner was told us that he was also running Des Moines full. So that's actually been on my bucket list for a long time, you know, running the I-35 challenge. Again, for those that don't know what I'm talking about, the I-35 challenge, right? So yeah, and I did this last year, but it was a week apart, but I did the half last year. So that was what I was talking about. The KC half last year, and that was actually second on the list, I think, right? It was Des Moines and then KC last year. And it was a week apart last year, because usually it's back-to-back days, right? So that's why I said on the original Facebook post, and I was probably maybe going through my feelings, and that's okay. That's part of the process, right? Going through your feelings, whether you PR'd or you just come up short in that quest of getting your PR. But yeah, so the I-35 challenge, right? So it's usually back to back. This has been on my bucket list. Now, I did it last year, but it was a week apart. Now, it was back to its normalcy this past weekend with KC races on Saturday, and you had the Des Moines races yesterday, right? So yeah, we came across the runner that he told us that, oh, I'm doing the Des Moines full tomorrow. I'm like, yeah. And then it just dawned on me, like, oh damn. I-35 challenges. Now silly me thought Des Moines races was on Saturday too, so shame on me. I should have known that. Yeah, but sometimes you get caught up in the moment, and hey, it's okay. It's okay too. But yeah, yep. So, and for those that are wondering, Des Moines half is my PR. I PR last year and a half. I PR like three times last year. The quest for sub 120 continues there. I hit 120 for the very first time last year. That coming from the Rock the Parkway last year. And I had mentioned that this year in this podcast. So, again, if you're new to the podcast, make sure you go back. Feel free to go back to listen to previous episodes, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Again, the EG3 podcast, underneath the 3Wide podcast with EG3. Okay, so we have a couple more minutes here on the podcast, but for this week's show. But, yeah, so PR to the, my PR is from Des Moines, half. So, the Quest, and I... For Salina next week or Yeti, I'm gonna put that there. We'll see. Like I said, I'm gonna jump in some races now because I'm not really trying to pay for nothing now. But and stay tuned. I'm gonna leave that as a cliffhanger. So I give you a little bit of taste there. But I did sign for Salina of no charge. Because I'm with Kansas City Smoke and KC Smoke again. One of the many clubs that I'm here in Kansas City. I signed up for them for free. but again, I did the Yeti races last year. Yeti weekend, where the 5 and 10K Saturday, half marathon or marathon Sunday. Woo! So that's why I said it's just too many good races next weekend. So, we'll see. That's what I've been thinking about. I know my peeps are going to meet in Salina. I know I've been hyping out, which I still will be. But we'll see. We'll see about it. But anyway, but yeah. So Des Moines half is my PR for the half. We'll see. I'm not sure. Either way, folks, ladies and gents, I will be running half marathon next week. I am not sure if I'll PR, we'll just have to see. As much as I like to get sub, finally crack, which is one of my goals, by the way, crack the 120 mark. We'll see. I feel like I'm more close to breaking the door down in the 120 game in the three. Other than being close in three, being sub three, I just don't know what it is. It's just tricky. It's just mind-blowing. But, yeah, the race in Chicago, I felt fine through the half, for the half, and then the wheels started to come off too early. So, I didn't stop. Did not stop. Kept on moving. 3:07 was the time in Chicago. I kept on moving. Told myself, hey, just keep moving, just... I had to go back to the 305 group, which was all these groups were huge. But to myself, like, it ain't gonna happen. You're just gonna have to keep moving. People let yourself reset a little bit, which I did. And then the next thing I know, you're right there with the 305 group, and maybe I should start with them. I don't know. It's just like I can analyze it like I normally do. It's just my brain. It works differently than others. Operates differently than others, if you know what I'm talking about, because I can analyze, you know, I should have did this, should have did that. But marathons, you know, hey, you don't know what, I've told people I don't know that want to get in the marathon or want to run their first full, say, the important thing, you got to finish. That's just what it is. Because I mean, whether you get your PR that day or you fall short or you hit your main goal, you want to finish the main thing. Overall, you want to finish the thing. That, because you never know. Like I said, like I talked about the Kansas City half in this podcast, right? That you can be feeling really good, and then all of a sudden, like, hey, I could have gone a little faster than that. like I said, I was just having fun. It's just weird like that, because when you go over PR, you're all stressed out and everything else, and once you don't hit it, it's like, damn. It's like, I'm gonna be pissed about it at least for a little while. But when we were having fun, you run fast. And maybe stick a PR in there. It's like, it is weird. The running game, it's weird like that. I don't know. It's like, yeah, going back to last year, you know, I was running a lot. I was running jumping in these races last year and having a lot of success. So whether that was not going for PR or not, I was just focused on just being competitive, and I'm a competitive person. So, and from my background, and that's why, you know, my mind just operates differently, because with the I don't know how to put this, but the normal runner, we're gonna call it that, the normal runner will say, I did this and did that. Or, you know, even with the going for that PR, you know, like, hey, we did it, you know what I'm saying? But if you train, go through a normal training cycle, like, this is what the main objective really is, to PR, or at least should be your A goal, right? You want to try to beat your personal best, but, you know, sometimes, again, like myself, you train, you put on all these miles, like, goodness gracious, it's not gonna work today, because it may have felt, the wheels came off a little bit too early, round 16, 17, I got tight, right, quad got tight, so I had to back off slightly there, and yeah, 307, not too shabby, for a first world major marathon. While I do a world major marathon, or try to hop in the lottery for one of these, I have no clue. At least on that part, anyways. Right now, but again, I'll come back to more stories as we close in here on 2024. But man, it was just an out of body, unreal experience. Like, I'm not supposed to be here right now. That's just a part of me throughout that weekend. And I'm gonna sneak another story here before we close this thing out. But overall, like, I was thinking to myself throughout some of that weekend, up in Chicago, I'm not supposed to be here with all these runners right now. Like, damn, like, you're running against your mirrors of yourself. You're out here, and also you're running against people around the world. That's why they call it the world major. You're running against people around, and I heard somebody talking in something. Was it Turkish or something? I can't. It sounded like Turkish or something. They're having a conversation in Turkey, in Turkish language or something like that. Heard another conversation over here, a Spanish conversation to my right. Trying to get to these aid stations was a circus. Like I said, it was just everything about Chicago was just bananas. So yeah, I've heard a lot of different conversations, and so what an experience. And to add a star to my name, damn, I would have never thought about that 5 years ago when I got back in this running. So it's just looking back at it, sitting here and really reflecting over last week about it, it's like, Jesus Christ, like grateful and blessed to have the opportunity to do that again. Will I hop in another one? I know everybody's been talking to me about Boston. I have no, at least on that end, world major end, I have no clue right now. So, like I said, I prefer the locals, like Kate, like being part of a local community, like a Manhattan or Kansas City, and taking part and cheering on runners for a hometown race. Now, again, is Kansas City Garmin Marathon back in the future again? I don't know. Like I said, I might spoke too soon. We'll see. But anyways, like I said, stay tuned to this podcast, because I'm going to be hopping in some races. That's a cliffhanger for y'all. Oh, yes. Before to wrap this thing up, this is the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Gruder, 30 with y'all on this recording on this Monday night, October 21st, 2024. Again, don't forget to check out KurtzBars.com. Kurtz Energy Bars. Again, if you're getting set for New York, Salina, or the Yeti weekend races next weekend, or other races coming up in November, December. I know we got Thanksgiving. We got Halloween first around the corner next week, but holiday season is about to be in full effect. Definitely hop on. Feel free. KurtzBars.com. Code FASTEDDIE every time you get ready to hit the checkout screen. Okay, so yes, this was a missed opportunity. and maybe, again, it goes back to the introvert in me. I didn't want to say nothing, but the Chicago 5K, right? So I did the Chicago 5K Saturday. So now at the finish line, and I ran with one of my buddies from KC. Shout out Tony. From last weekend. He usually races, usually every weekend, a part of the 1.0 Kansas City Running Company group. So shout out Tony. I ran with him for a mile and a half, and then I just took off. So well, not take off like I usually do, but just, you know, to shake out, as they call it, shake out the legs a little bit, quote unquote. So after I crossed the finish line, right? Guess who I saw on the left? And I ran with, but Emma Coburn, another Olympian, ended up winning the women's race, as she should, but congrats to her and her husband for becoming parents. Didn't I find that out until, this was most recent, till yesterday. I was on Instagram getting caught up on that and saw that they became parents. So congratulations to Emma, which is my daughter's name. Which we have the same thing in common. So there's that. So mind blown. Like, who knew? So congratulations. So me and Emma Coburn share the same category as, they say, adopted parents. So there we go. So that was pretty cool and awesome to see that post on Instagram. But speaking of Emma Coburn, I saw a couple of other faces right when I crossed that finish line, and I had to do a double take because again, I was like, I was kind of focused, so I didn't, I was kind of, it was a little awkward, you know, should I do it? Should I not? And I had my phone with me, and normally I do not run my phone because I was taking pictures here and there, and because maybe I might come back, maybe not. So, you know, I'm going to take pictures of all this. And yes, the crowd, it was like 8,000 runners for the Chicago 5K. Again, not nearly a whole lot like the Chicago Marathon, 50,000 runners being part of that banana circus. But my goodness, but to my left, Carrie Tolleson, she's like one of the ambassadors for Grandma's Marathon, which I ran last summer. Carrie Tolleson, she has a podcast, and take a wild guess, the other person. This was a missed opportunity, and maybe because the people that are volunteering for the 5K told us to keep moving and not stand around because you had other runners come across the finish line. Allie Feller. Damn it. I had my phone right there and did not take the pictures. Well, I didn't ask her one for one. I had a double bag because obviously if you're a podcaster, if you listen to other running podcasts, you would know Allie's story. She's been going through the whole chemo. Unfortunately, her situation, if you don't know, shameless plug, but I'm going to plug in anyway because fellow podcaster, why not? Allie on the Run podcast, one of the best running podcasts in the U.S., right? So she was right there, walking right next to me. I'll tell you, like, an arm's length right there. And Allie Feller finished ahead of me. Oh, I finished right behind her. So she was like 25 minutes and I was 26. I mean, I don't worry about the time or anything like that, like a normal 5K. But I was like, did I just see, this walking right next to Allie Feller? Damn, oh my goodness. Yeah, photo op, missed opportunity. Oh my goodness, yeah. I'm not being myself about that, but I was like, crap. You know, that's like, so yeah, but yeah, anyways, yeah, I had to share that story because, like, I'm saying, Carrie Tolleson was one over, she was walking next to Allie, and then Allie was right there in the middle between myself and Carrie Tolleson right there. Oh, that should have been, yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to share that, like, she was right there. I know I don't have the pick to prove it, so, but hey, I told you I had stories, right? That's a story I'm going to be telling for a little bit there, right next to Allie Feller. she's a hoot. She's a hoot, listening to her podcast and all that, but she has a story as well. She's on the, obviously, on that, still on that comeback rise. Yeah, that's actually an honor, actually. Finished right behind Allie Feller, right there. Right there, but Fast Eddie takes a back seat, and rightfully so. there as well. So I just wanted to share that there, the Rockets podcast. There's going to be probably a part two, because I know there's a couple other stories I want to share, but I'm out of time for right now on this podcast. The original EG3 podcast. You can get it again, wherever you listen to your favorite running podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play. Y'all know what it is there as well. Thank you so much. Of those of you new to the podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your Monday night or whenever you listen to this podcast. Thank you so much again for checking us out. And our original, and a shout out to the original listeners of this podcast. Thank you so much again for your support of the podcast. Make sure you tell a fellow runner about the EG3 podcast. That's going to wrap things up. We have crossed the finish line on another episode of the original EG3 podcast here. I wanted to wait. That was the plan. I wanted to wait till after my other running friends finished their KC races from this past weekend to do a podcast. So I wanted to announce them. So hey, it's all, I don't want this to be all about me. I wanted to wait until everybody did so well over the weekend in the Kansas City Garmin races. So definitely shout out to you guys. Of course, a self shout out to the EG3 Fast Eddie on achieving something that wasn't even on the list to begin with anyway. So I had no business being up there, but hey, having a star next to your name to finish a world major, incredible stuff. And hey, we'll just see what happens on the other side. But hey, stay tuned, folks. I got something for y'all next week. I told you I'd be jumping in some races here. I kind of have to end 2024. Stay tuned, folks. That's all I gotta say, folks. Right now, cross the finish line on another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much. We'll be talking to you guys next week.